Good evening, Dr. Schmidt, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Marguerite Grimm. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 7/25/23, Mrs. Grimm performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced to lower lung volumes, with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janet Porterfield. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 7/25/23, Mrs. Porterfield performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/16/22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Stimson. This goes to Dr. Murray. On 7/25/23, Mrs. Stimson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction. Period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to prior study dated 5/25/23, there's been improvement. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Thank you.